bureaucrat, a person who is employed by the government or one who encourages government employment. A bureaucracy brainwashes ordinary people into becoming bureaucrats. This may or may not be intentional. Enlisted men in the Army or any branch of military service are conditioned to think like a military person. In the military, this is intentional and necessary. In a bureaucracy, employees are taught and otherwise exposed to how the bureau operates. It is expected that the employee buy in to the bureau's way of doing business. Over time, the employee in a bureau begins to think like a bureaucrat, thus becoming one, or they determine they don't fit in and find employment elsewhere. Unlike the military, whose goal is to be ready to defend the country with one's very life, the bureaucrat's goal is survival, promotion, and longevity. Self-serving is never a lofty goal wherever it is found. That is the fundamental problem with a bureaucrat. The effect of self-serving on anyone is much more than narrow focus. The most damaging effect is delusion. Self-serving people have to convince themselves that their occupation is worthwhile. So they do the mental gymnastics necessary to feel good about their occupation and so their self-esteem. Delusion has side effects that go beyond the initial deception. Essentially, a person trains themselves how to explain away anything that makes them uncomfortable and to demonize anything that threatens their delusion. So, bigger and bigger government with more and more bureaucrats creates an environment conducive to bigger and bigger government with more and more bureaucrats. What's wrong with that, says the socialist? It provides more and more services and employs more and more people, doesn't it? The problem is inherent in government. Government produces nothing. So, the end result is higher taxes on the productive to support the unproductive. Non-bureaucrats see where this leads. Bureaucrats don't, thus proving the point about delusion. Well, what's so bad about being deluded into thinking that bureaucracy is good? Bureaucrats are allowed to vote, and they naturally tend to vote for candidates that support their delusion. Such candidates are socialists, not capitalists. So the end result of bureaucracy is the death of capitalism, the rise of socialism, and the death of the nation. What is the cure for this death scenario? We must take away the vote from non-taxpaying citizens. You say government employees pay taxes, so they would keep their vote. If I give you $100 and you give me $30 back, have you really given me anything? No, you're still in arrears by $70. This may seem radical, but it is not. All clubs require members to pay dues in order to stay in good standing and participate in club business meetings with a vote. Why should the government operate any differently? Why didn't the Founding Fathers put this into the Constitution, you say? Well, back then, there were no full-time government employees. There were no government-enabled wards of the state. What we have now is the foxes running the henhouse. Between the bureaucrats and those to whom the government doles out benefits, there's a voting bloc which the capitalist voting bloc cannot overcome. Unless the tide of bureaucracy and welfare growth is not turned, we are doomed as a nation. No one has constitutional rights to welfare. No one is required by the Constitution to be on welfare. So the welfare recipient decides, do I want to vote or do I want to get a check? No one is required to work for the government, so the bureaucrat decides, do I want to work for the government or do I want to vote? So denial of voting privileges for these two classes of citizens is legal and must be done. It is foolish to enable non-productive people to vote for and thus demand subsistence from the productive people. That's just tyranny. The benefits of such a move are enormous. The size of government would shrink, thus allowing freedom to flourish with less regulation. The federal budget would decrease because there were fewer salaries and fringes. And the net tax revenue would increase. Former bureaucrats working in the private sector paying taxes Welfare recipients would go to work in the private sector, thus paying taxes rather than receiving them as welfare. Former welfare recipients would gain pride and really feel like Americans. The tide of socialism would be stopped in its tracks as the power to use tax money to buy votes would disappear.